from the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spokes puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare, the hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in store or at mybobs.com to play now.
Nothing is more important than getting a good night's sleep, and when you don't get the rest you need, your whole day is thrown off. That's why it's so important to choose the right mattress. Sleeping on a Purple mattress is truly a unique experience, because Purple mattresses are made with a GelFlex grid. The GelFlex grid is an innovative material that moves with your body to relieve pressure in areas like knees and hips, and support in others, like your back. It feels soft where you want it and supports where you need it. Purple mattresses instantly adapt when you move. You don't sink in and get stuck like with memory foam. And thanks to over 1,400 air chambers in the GelFlex grid, you will sleep cooler on a Purple mattress. Purple has a wide variety of mattresses, from the original Purple mattress to the Restore Hybrid Collection that combines GelFlex grid with coils, and the Rejuvenate Luxe Collection, the height of luxury, with over 112,000 five-star reviews to prove it. Visit purple.com to find the perfect purple for you and enter code PODCAST10 to get 10% off.
Odyssey celebrates the back-to-school season, brought to you by T-Mobile. You can count on T-Mobile to help you stay connected on America's largest 5G network.
Brandon Ayuk will report to camp, according to some reports, but we'll see if he's actually going to practice or not.
Man, and I'll tell you what, when he said that disclaimer, Lynch, he didn't just say it when they met back in May. It sounded like a guy that's so exhausted of trying to get this done, Steiny, knowing said player Brandon Ayuk wants a certain amount of money that they can't meet. And he kind of, that's when he threw it in, like, it is what it is. That's how it came across to me. I got to resort to telling you, dude, you're under contract, I'm going to do it. And he did it in that fashion.
Yeah, what did you hear, 49er fans, at 888-957-9570? Are you more worried, less worried? Is this business as usual regarding Brandon Ayuk? Do you still think something will get done before the season, just like it did with Bosa, Debo, and George Kittle? Let's go to Austin. Austin's in the city. What's up, Austin? How you doing, man?
Hey, nothing much, man. Hey, man, they trying to play Brandon Ayuk, man. They ain't gonna hurry to get this man their money. They gave everybody else their money. And not only that, I feel like he's just as good as Jefferson. You got to look at how many quarterbacks he done been through his rookie year. And he got set back, too, by Shanahan for being in the doghouse. The man putting up numbers in just for us being a run team first. Like, come on. Imagine we were the run team first and Debo wasn't in the backfield and those targets are going to Brandon Ayuk. He's matching up with Jefferson. Really think about that. What's your thing?
Yeah. Well, clearly the 49ers don't think he's Justin Jefferson.
Exactly. And that's all that matters. That's all that matters. I've told you ad nauseum, Stoudy, if Brandon was in Dallas or anywhere where they threw the ball more, he would put up those numbers. But I just feel like I'm speaking for Brandon. He's like, cool, I'm not going to get those type of numbers, but pay me like you know I could. Put me in their bracket. And CD might eclipse Jefferson. I wouldn't be shocked. I'm just saying, Stoudy, like, it's on the table. Will that help Brandon? But to watch dudes get their chicken, Debo didn't have to do that. Bosa didn't have to do that. Warner, I know it's everything's different, the timing, but that's got to be eating it, Brandon.
You know, I think you can make another argument than the one you said. And I think you could take the exact opposite. When you say, if Brandon Ayuk were in another system, he could put up the numbers that the big boys put up.
Yeah.
I don't know. As a team's, the thing is while he may be the wide receiver number one for the 49ers, he's still their third option, or at least their second option.
So you're saying would he be the one somewhere
maybe
else? Could he get loose like
exactly
that?
Exactly. Now, I'm not saying he would or wouldn't, but I think there's two ways to look at it, that if Brandon Ayuk didn't have McCaffrey to lean on and maybe didn't have Debo to lean on, maybe he wouldn't be an elite receiver like Justin Jefferson and CeeDee Lamb, et cetera.
Donnie, they're looking at it like, hey, we love you, but just not like you love yourself.
That's what it sounds like. 888-957-9570. Let's go to Kelly, or is it Kells in Carolina?
What's up? Yeah, it's Kells in Carolina.
Hey, Kells, what's up, man? Yeah.
What's going on? So I was enjoying your rejoin music, and I was just thinking, I wonder if they're sitting in the office and thinking, I'm sorry, Miss Ayuk, your man ain't getting paid.
I was just listening to that song.
So I do believe they prioritize him, but I feel they had to doghouse Brandon just to get him to prioritize the 49ers and his work ethic. So that already put him in a doghouse. Plus, he's not an inner circle guy. He's kind of quiet, and those guys never get paid first. Sometimes they never get paid. If we had won the Super Bowl this past year, Brandon would have been gone, period. So,
would have been gone.
I think he'd have been gone. I mean, if he was raising his stink about getting paid and everything
right,
for this fifth year. So, I mean, it's up in the air. He could get traded any day or, you know, make a franchise tag.
Let me ask you this.
Them, I believe.
How big of a hit would it be for the Niners offense? We had a caller a while ago said the Rams are going to win the division. How big of a deal, if he were not on this offense, do you think it would be to the offense?
I don't believe in any other team but the Niners. You see saying these other teams are coming. I think we're already here. So I'm not worried about any other team. I believe Brandon could be replaced. I think the Niners wouldn't put themselves in a situation knowing they need to win a Super Bowl where they didn't have a suitable replacement. And if they don't, they're keeping Brandon. So,
well,
you know what I'm saying? It's going to be either or. They're going to find a suitable replacement or they're keeping him. If Brandon will sit, I don't think he would do that and lose out on that money. So I think we're going to be okay. He's going to go full bore because he still wants to get paid next year in free agency. So I think we're in good shape.
Appreciate the call, Kels.
Steiny, before you, is there anybody that would call 888-957-9570 and think that Brandon's going to play this year out on the fifth-year option? Like, I think that's off the – now I just – everything – like, that's not going to happen. Do you believe so?
I just know that John Lynch said the fifth-year option is something we all sign up for.
Wow.
As a first-round pick.
Yeah.
So I don't know. I think it's kind of interesting, though. Here's Kyle Shanahan on – what Brandon Ayuk perhaps not practicing would mean.
Anytime you don't get a practice like you're used to, and the NFL season's real hard. So anytime you don't really get to prepare the right way in training camp, it's a challenge for all those players. And the tons of players have gone through it. Some have bigger challenges than others. Each one's different. You know, I don't remember Debo missing much. I think we got him done the first couple days, from what I remember. Bosa, just, you know, the way a D lineman is, I think it's a little bit different. But then getting in football shape, no matter how hard you work out, it's tough. It's tough to catch up throughout the season. So both of those guys have their individual experiences with it. It never helps. But it's something that's not a new thing. It's something you got to deal with.
Not a new thing.
Well, practice matters. We saw that with Debo when he held out. He didn't have the best year. Bosa last year. Steiny, it's so easy for me to say this. I don't want anybody that doesn't want to be around. And I don't think it's good for camaraderie when Brandon, if you make him play and you use the franchise tag, people think these guys are robots, but it's not good for anybody. And it's easy for me to sit up here and say it, but if they feel like they drafted Pearsall because they could, Ayuk or Debo's expendable, and I thought it was Ayuk, I thought a deal would have been done by now. And then this offseason, after this season, would be when you could pick, hey, Debo, we're moving you. But maybe they're not high on Brandon like I thought.
Yeah, to me, this is always one of those things where it depends on your point of view. So Brandon Ayuk, it's clear the 49ers want him, would love to have him come back and play for $14 million. Okay, so
you love him then?
Well, no.
At 14?
No, my approach is, how do you feel about it? Meaning, are you a fan that says, well, look, if he mopes or he doesn't want to play for $14 million, or it affects his play, or he's just not happy about it, it's easy then to say, well, see, that's why you don't pay the guy $26, $28, $30 million, because he's the kind of player who lets what's going on off the field and lets money distract him. On the other hand, there's a very real point of view that says, pay the guy his respect, give him his money, and then he comes in and runs through brick walls for you. I think each case is different, but I understand both points of view. And now it's completely up to Brandon Ayuk. He will report, according to Ian Rapoport of NFL Network. And so I think the thing we would look for next is whether or not he's going to practice. But I would be surprised if he practices. But I don't know. I don't know where he's at right now in terms of what his next strategy is going to be.
You know what? And I want to just put this in a stratosphere, because I know how you think and you play D3, but they had all league then. And everything I know from sports, even in high school, that's a big deal. There's prestige and honor in making all league, whatever. Bottom line is, if you beam down from Mars and you hadn't seen IU play football, which I have, you have, Carter has, we all have, I know how good he is. But if you weren't able to watch him and you looked on paper, I know this is not up your alley, Steiny, but this is a fact. Dude made all-pro second team in a league with 31 other teams and however many receivers. He made all-pro second team, and it's kind of weird that a guy with those accolades or that accolade and plus the opportunity to watch him play is having this tough time getting his chicken from a team.
Well, I'm sure Kyle Shanahan and John Lynch would tell you that evaluation by the media is one evaluation of him, but it doesn't matter. What matters is the way the 49ers evaluate Brandon Ayuk, because they're the ones that have to pay him. They have to decide how important he is to them. And the only thing that I would question is John Lynch essentially saying that they prioritized Brandon Ayuk because they started the process extremely early. Well, you can start the process extremely early, but if you're not serious about getting anything done, well, then we really know it wasn't a priority. Yeah. And we look at what the 49ers did with Christian McCaffrey. Christian McCaffrey was a priority.
Like Bosa was.
Bosa was a priority.
So I need to check myself Debo for Samuel even saying if would Brandon be mad hearing John Lynch talk about Bosa in a different light than Brandon.
Yeah.
No, you shouldn't.
Let's hear more from John Lynch. This is on whether or not the wide receiver market is affecting the negotiations.
Nah, I wouldn't say that. And I, I'm not going to get into the specifics. I think there's a privacy that is earned. And, you know, I always go back to, I didn't like my business being aired out. So I'm not going to get into the specifics. There's certainly markets that happen and developments that happen that affect. But, you know, we also have our own roster. And like I said, we've rewarded a lot of players. So things do get more challenging. You know, we put our best foot forward, but both sides have to come to agreement. We haven't been able to do that yet. And so where that goes, we'll see.
So if I put my best foot forward, I'm saying, or subliminally, that you hadn't.
I think you can read into that.
Well, so he's basically asking for too much.
John Lynch said we put our best foot forward.
Now, Ayuk will talk to anybody that'll listen. I do wonder when he reports the first microphone in his face, where's he going with it?
I wonder if he'll even talk to the media if he's not practicing.
Well,
I don't know how
this tour he's done this summer. I got to believe, Steiny, if the microphone works, just go up and ask him.
Let's go to Vegas Rob. What's up, Vegas Rob? How you doing, man?
What's up, y'all, man? I'm out here burning up in this heat.
Hang in there.
Man, so look, I think everybody, you know, I think when it comes, we got to be reality about this. I think when it comes down to it, you know, we want to take up for the players, but you know what I'm saying? It's like, on every level, you know what I'm saying, when money is being involved, we don't think Shanahan and Lynch look at the stuff that we look at.
Right.
They seen this Kansas City team at the beginning of the season. They watching them. They see them drop balls all at the beginning of the season and then come back and win the Super Bowl against y'all again.
Mm.
Ain't nobody making Ayuk money over there. See, that's what makes it hard. When these players go play and they ain't making the money, the hungry players play, they go and they put out and they bring back results. And that's hard. Look at Bosa. They just paid Bosa. Bosa got juked on that play, that corn dog play. Go look at it again. Dude, the play is way over there. You ran in on Mahomes. Mahomes and they are way over there. And they threw the ball in and he won. Like, you got juked, dude. He went straight in. That's what I'm saying. You just paid this dude. So, of course, I understand that when it comes to, man, you know, got to pay this dude. You know what I'm saying? Dude, why are we paying you so much when you ain't putting out? That's all I got, man. Love the show.
Yeah, thanks, Vegas, Rob. Stay cool, man. Yes, stay in that air conditioning down in Vegas. Mm-hmm. What do you think it is in Vegas right
about
now?
About 106.
Oh, that's not that
bad. I left SAC this morning. It was 720. It was 82 degrees at 720.
Oh, pleasant.
No, that's too hot.
Oh, 82's fine.
No, but it's going to 101.
No, I think it's
going to
stay at 82 today.
No, it's not. Anyway, hey, I got a request.
Oh,
you got to play I don't know if you have it on the board.
I know. You're so infatuated with the little ticky tack.
No, this was a coach saying basically, you make stuff up.
I will play that. Let me just play the Lynch thing one more time, just because there was something that
I want to hear it again.
There was something that caught my ear, and I want to make a comparison to something.
No, I wouldn't say that. And I, I'm not going to get into the specifics. I think there's a privacy that is earned. And, you know, I always go back to, I didn't like my business being aired out. So I'm not going to get into the specifics. There's certainly markets that happen and developments that happen that affect. But, you know, we also have our own roster. And like I said, we've rewarded a lot of players. So things do get more challenging. You know, we put our best foot forward, but both sides have to come to agreement. We haven't been able to do that yet. And so where that goes, we'll see.
Yeah, that's the part that I found interesting. John Lynch makes a point of saying that we have rewarded a lot of players here. And because of that, that does make it more challenging to come to an agreement with a guy who wants big money.
That's exactly where we're at, Steiny. The timing was horrible for you, Brandon.
And I think...
That's why I feel like it's where we're at.
I understand that Klay Thompson's a different player than Brandon Ayuk, but I think they're both having the same experience. The two teams that they wanted to re-up with, or they want to re-up with, aren't willing to pay them what they think they deserve. And the Warriors will tell you that we didn't do Klay Thompson's deal because we had to get under the second apron. And the 49ers are telling you, we have to be real careful about paying Brandon Ayuk because we've paid so many players before him, and it does make it more challenging.
But it's twofold to that. It's two sides to that, Steiny. Klay let us in his world and let us know that he took that out on the court. My fear is, could Brandon, if nothing gets done, could Brandon do the same?
And he
would only be human.
Or will he play at all? I mean, sitting out a whole season is a big deal.
And you lose service time. So now you're talking about a lot of, you know what I mean?
All right, here you go.
Oh, God, give it to us.
Guru picking the one soundbite that involves two people rather than all the stuff. But okay.
Yay!
Here you go. This is a little exchange between Grant Cohn and Kyle Shanahan. I'm going to play it, and then... You got to tell
me. Did you catch it in real time or you just dismissed it?
Okay. I caught it. But, All right. But I'm interested. You better be able to go somewhere
with
this. Yeah. Take a listen. Mm-hmm.
Debo requested a trade a couple of years ago. You were asked why you were confident it would work itself out, and you said that you have a personal relationship with him and you hadn't even talked to him yet. Why are you confident that you can work things out with Ayuk if things get bumpy?
I don't remember exactly. Knowing you, I don't know if I exactly said that.
Said
and
that.
And Grant's our guy. We see him at Vegas, Donnie's cool, but Kyle didn't have to do it. Yeah, he didn't have to do them like that. You're telling the world, yeah, you make stuff up. That's all. That was a bazooka. That wasn't a stray. That was a bazooka.
Well, and I also hear that Kyle Shanahan's not a big fan of Grant Cohn's direct questions, which he learned from his dad, quite frankly.
Lowell
was great at asking direct questions. And
second time around, it didn't sound as harsh.
He might have even been playing one of them. I think he was.
All right.
888-957-9570 is the number. And John Lynch, Kyle Shanahan, talk to the media. Training camp starts tomorrow. First practice. Brandon Ayuk said to report. He will report. We'll see if he practices or not. And we'll just get into all this sound because there's a lot here. John Lynch was asked about Ricky Pearsall, who right now is on the PUP list for a non-football injury. How serious is that?
I think we feel pretty confident he's in a good place. We kind of work in blocks. Our thought is that he misses the first block and then, on that second block, but we're not going to put him out there. That's on our trainers, our performance staff, and we won't put him out there too early.
Yeah, and then Kyle Shanahan added to that Pearsall's likely to miss the first four practices. They'll have a day off, and then they hope to get him out there next Monday for the second block, which is a three-day block.
You could ask me, hey, Goo, and we'll get into it. I know before the season starts, we got a while, even tomorrow, while we're down there. But you talk about intrigue. I want to see how much impact Ricky Pearsall has as a rookie wide receiver, because I can't remember one having a big impact. But on top of that, he's got, I'm assuming, Ayuk's a Niner and he's in uniform. How he'll be utilized, Donnie. But what did we hear all offseason, spring? Man, Ayuk's nowhere around. Pearsall's, getting that rapport, developing that rapport with Brock Purdy. Now it's kind of not go time, but, we'll see how long this thing goes. Yeah. Hopefully it's just 4 days and nothing.
Yeah. Jeff Darlington is an ESPN reporter. Take a listen to what he made of the entire Ayuk situation, though this was before the Shanahan-Lynch press conference.
Ayuk has requested a trade. Do you think there's any sense that San Francisco ultimately honors that?
No, I honestly don't. I don't see a world where San Francisco sends him off, especially at this point when they're entering into a year when they believe they have a championship caliber roster. I know that sounds like maybe a point you'd make if you're the team when it comes to negotiating and leverage with the wide receiver or a team that might be interested in him. But quite frankly, it really doesn't make any sense for the team at this point to ship off Brandon Ayuk. We'll see how that unfolds. Should Ayuk hold out of training camp for an extended period or at all?
There you go.
Wow. I feel like that was Shanny's voice or Lynch. Like, man, Stanley, they sound like they're not giving in.
Not at this point, anyway. 49er fans, what do you make of the press conference? You think Brandon Ayuk is going to play for the Niners this year?
And do you think he deserves what he's asking for if it's 30? Have we taken they said that he's worth that? Like, I don't put him in that tier, Stoney, with the Lambs and Justin Jefferson. That's just, he ain't there yet. I feel like he has the potential to get there, but if that's what he's asking for, that's where he went wrong.
I don't know what he's asking for. I don't know what the Niners offered, if they're even offering him anything. You know, the one thing that I mean, I do think it's interesting to think of Klay Thompson in this moment. And the reality of the situation is apparently after Klay Thompson was offered 2 years and $48 million, that was it. That was the last offer.
And that evaporated.
Exactly. So if John Lynch is telling us that they put their best foot forward, maybe there's nowhere else to go in terms of raising the asking price. There is no raising of the asking price, perhaps, is what he's trying to get at. Here's more John Lynch on whether or not the 49ers are waiting to get the contract done.
I don't. I'm impatient, and it's I like going. And I think again, we've had a lot of really talented players, and it's, you know, I think, you know, put our track record against anybody in terms of getting players signed. I wish it could happen quicker, you know, but I'm proud of our record.
All right, he's proud of the record.
And you know what's on that record, Steiny?
What?
Wins and losses, and I wonder if this is a loss because he's everybody else has got their bag.
So far, it looks that way. I'm liking replaying this because you hear things the second time that maybe you didn't hear the first time. This is more Lynch.
No date, you know, yesterday. We'll continue communication and, you know, keep working.
All right, continue communication. I noticed he said communication, not negotiation.
Wow.
This is interesting. A lot of your nose there, that last one.
Yeah, we got a lot of people fighting good fights, Donnie. Citing Bosa, you know, signing when he did is a barometer or a metric, like nothing to see here. But he had a stinky season for his standards. He was tired and gassed. So nobody wants that to happen. But your boy's here. We'll see what he does if he takes full advantage of training camp.
All right, 888-957-9570. You've heard it all. You've heard from Lynch. You've heard from Shanahan. We kind of heard all summer from Brandon Ayuk. You're worried about where the Niners and Brandon Ayuk stand right now. And if they're not close and Brandon Ayuk isn't practicing, at what point do you push the panic button? Or do you say, hey, ship moves on without him?
From the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spokes puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare. The hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in-store or at mybobs.com to play now.
In the fast-paced world of attacking, speed is everything. And that's where the Furon 7 Plus shines. Engineered for accuracy and precision at a rapid pace, it's your secret weapon on the pitch. Experience overall comfort and precise striking, even in the game's fastest moments. The nylon outsole, with its V-shaped stud configuration, is designed for firm ground, giving you the grip you need to outmaneuver your opponents. Step up your attacking game and learn more and purchase the Furon at newbalance.com.
Odyssey celebrates the back-to-school season, brought to you by T-Mobile. You can count on T-Mobile to help you stay connected on America's largest 5G network.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly!
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly Auto Parts.
For the first time, U.S. subscribers can stream MLB Network 24/7, including select out-of-market games.
Swing and a drive. It's deep. It's good. Yes!
Stream minor league affiliates.
Home run number one.
Or draft pick number one.
Plus, get MLB Big Inning and live audio for all 30 teams.
Baseball can't get better than this.
Experience the game like never before with MLB Network and At-Bat, your all-in-one baseball destination. Only $6.99 per month. Visit MLB.com/At-Bat for details. Blackout and other restrictions apply. MLB trademarks used with permission.